We're continuing Chayyadam, Klal Lamed Aleph, Simon Tess. And the Chayyadam says, Ha'adol Migdal, as a person goes up to the Bima, many times the Bima was in a raised platform in the middle of the shul, so it was, hence it was referred to as a Migdal. Migdal means a tower. So a person goes up to the Bima, Arlo B'Pesach Shehu Loi Derech Ketzara Mimekamai. So especially if he's going up to this platform, there's going to be two access points, like an opening, a doorway, as it were, on either side. He should go in from the side which is closest to him. So the point, the idea, there's this rizus that a person goes up to the Sefer Torah as quickly as possible to mimamait the tircha of the tzibur, number one, and number two, else the cover of the Sefer Torah, that you want to come there as quickly as possible. So therefore, even in a situation where they're making a Misha Beirach, so there's no real Tirch of the Tzibur, because whether you get there quickly or slowly, you'll get there in time by the time they finish the Misha Beirach from the person who got the Aliyah before you. But there still is the idea of the cover of the Sefer Torah, that it's appropriate to try and come as quickly as possible. So when a person is called, he should come in the shortest path as possible. He goes out the other way. We find in the Beis HaMikdash, the people would come in one way, they go out the other way. They would do like a full circuit, and you go out the way, which is a longer path, showing that you're not really interested in leaving. You would like to stay longer. Both paths are equidistant for him from his seats. So he should go towards the right. So he's facing towards, when he turns the face towards the bima, the route which would be going from his right side would be the route that he should take. Because we have a general rule that a person should go derech yamin. The person should travel going derech yamin. And then when he leaves, again, even though it's not a question of longer or shorter, but the psukim describe in Yechezkel that a person would come to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mishnayos describe this as well. They would go to the Beis HaMikdash, they would do a full circuit, they would come in on one side and go on the other side, to show that this is like a full round of process that the person travels in his day, in his life. And the same rules apply when the chazan takes the Sefer Torah, that he should take it in the shorter path and come back in the longer path. If both paths are equidistant, which is usually the scenario, that the Amid is pretty much placed directly in line with where the Bima is, so either way he's going to go to the Bima in the same distance, whichever way he goes, he should go Derech Yamin. Now we have to describe what Derech Yamin means in that situation. So when the Chazan is facing towards the Aron Kodesh, so his yamin is obviously on one side. In the average scenario where the shul is facing Mizrach, our shuls which face towards Mizrach, so the chazan is facing towards Mizrach and his right side is towards the south, he goes to the Aron Kodesh, takes the Sefer Torah, turns to face the Tzibur while he's doing that, or as he's leaving from the Aron, he puts the Aron behind him, and now he's facing west, and his right side is facing towards the north. So since when he's actually carrying the Sefer Torah, he's going to be facing away from the Aron, towards the Bima, and his right is to the north, so he should take the north route from the Aron to the Bima, and then he'll take the south route back from the Bima to the Aron. When he goes up to the Aron from the Amud, he would go to his right, which means he would go up on the south side, and then if there's a Duchen in front of the Aron, he will leave from the now he's facing west, he'll leave from the north side or the northern part of the Dukhan, because that's the Yamin, and that's the direction he's going to go. As Hashem, one day when we get to the lachas of Lulav, we'll discuss the appropriate way for the Chazan to face, and then when he makes the Hakafis by Hoshanas, what's called Derech Yamin and what's called Derech Smol, because that's more complicated. But for our purposes, taking the Sefer Torah is pretty straightforward. Have a good day.